So you think you have a mommy dom kink? Well, you're going to walk away from this audio knowing the answer to this question, feeling very confident. If you truly do have a deep, sexy, kinky mommy dom kink. So if you do, in fact, have a mommy dom kink, you have a submissive vein inside of you. It doesn't particularly mean you're 100% submissive. You can be. But some mommy kink lovers are switches, if you will. So you definitely have some kind of submissive hunger inside of you if you do have a mommy dom kink. If you're into the mommy dom kink, you like being a good boy. The words good boy sound like nourishment. It fills you and gives you a little tingle in your belly, maybe even your chest, and maybe even between your legs. If you have a mommy dom kink, you are probably attracted to mature women, MILFs, if you will, women that are very feminine. Their feminine energy really shines hard, that maternal, feminine, divine energy. If you have a mommy dom kink, it does not mean that you have mommy issues. You might, if you're into it, but it doesn't have to mean that. It also could mean that it's the complete opposite, that you have a very healthy relationship with your mother, and it just makes sense for you to carry that into a kink setting. And not carrying your mother into a kink setting, which maybe you do. But what I mean is you want to feel that safe, warm, deep love in a kink setting. If you have a mommy dom kink, you just might like to feel small, if you will. Smaller. You know, when your mommy dom is in front of you, you want to feel smaller. You want to feel underneath her. You also probably most likely like to feel cared for. You like to feel safe in a woman's presence that only a mother can give. You might even really crave some kind of coddling, if you will. Like if you're having a bad day, you would love for a mommy dom to come over and cuddle you and tell you everything's gonna be okay, baby. Don't worry. Tell mommy all your problems. I'll make them better. Or if you're feeling sad, you crave a woman coming over to you, offering her chest or her shoulder for you to cry on. Her to make you feel better by spoiling you with something. But mostly her just trying to make it all better. if you have a mommy dom kink, I think that you really crave soft, gentle, loving, dominant energy from a woman. And maybe, just maybe, this isn't all the time, but you may also crave a very firm motherly energy. Like if she has to put her foot down, you know, mom is angry. It's scary, but it's not super aggressive. It's dominant. And the only way that a woman can be dominant, if that makes any sense at all. So now we're going to do a little exercise. And I hope you're in a place where you can respond to my commands, if you will, aloud. Like you can speak and no one's around you. If you're around people, just say it in your mind. But we're going to practice. We're going to practice and see if, in fact, you are a mommy dom kink lover. So repeat after me. Yes, mommy. Good. Now let's repeat it again. Now I'll ask you a question. Do you like performing for mommy? Say yes, mommy. Good. Are you a good boy? Very good. One more question that you'll respond with a yes, mommy. Are you a horny boy for mommy? Very good. If you've never said those words before, it does feel a little different, doesn't it? But practice makes perfect, doesn't it? Now let's try another repeating phrase. Repeat after me. I am a good boy for mommy. Your turn. Very good. Good boy. Say it again. I am a good boy for mommy. Good boy. And now, I'm going to say, mommy loves you. And you're going to say, I love you, mommy. Ready? Mommy loves you. Very good boy. Now, I hope that that was fun for you and not scary or triggering or embarrassing. Well, it might have been a little embarrassing, but embarrassing in the good way. Embarrassing in the way that you're trying something new and it feels unfamiliar, but it's also exciting. And now, you don't have to answer these questions. Some of them won't be questions, but I'm going to test your potential interest in mommy dom. I'm going to say several things that are 100% mommy dom kink things, different varying levels too. Some of them might be, oh, pushing the envelope, saying something a little taboo. And if you're not into them, that's okay. Just be honest with yourself. Okay? So here we go. Oh, and by the way, if you're feeling brave enough, when I do ask questions, feel free to say yes, mommy, or no, mommy out loud. But if not, if you just want to lay back and listen and fall into my voice, that's fine too. So here we go. How would you feel if I asked you to come over, lay down almost like in my lap, and suckle from mommy's breast for a long time too? Just suckle from mommy's nipple, hold on to mommy's breast, and suckle. Would you also love to lay on mommy's lap while I stroke your hair and your face? Maybe just looking down at you lovingly, just simply loving on you, making you feel small in my lap. Or do you think you'd like if mommy found out that you were being a very, very horny boy, and I came in and caught you masturbating for hours, and I told you to bend over mommy's knee, you're getting a spanking? Or bend over, mommy will show you how to get fucked. But mostly, I definitely want to know how you feel about the idea of mommy reddening your ass for being such a horny boy. Or do you like this? Do you like if mommy were to baby talk you like this? Look at that cute little boner. Oh, are you gonna come for mommy? Yeah, you're gonna come for mommy, aren't you? Oh, yes. Show mommy how much you can give me. So many cummies. Come on, baby. Yes, there you go. Look at you. Yes, you're mommy's good little pumper, aren't you? And mommy's good boy. Do you like baby talk? Or do you think you would like if you became mommy's fuck stud, where I purposely give you Viagra so you can fuck me all night long? Because mommy likes a lot of sex. Mommy likes to come a lot. And I'm going to use your cock. Your cock is going to be what makes me come all fucking night long. And mommy won't care at all if you come or not. Your orgasm is not important. Mommy's multiple orgasms all night are the only thing that matters. Do you think you'd like that? Or what about if mommy milked you, milked your cock in a very clinical way? Me sitting beside you. We could even say that I have a latex glove on just to avoid getting dirty from your semen. And I'm just milking you in a very, very clinical way, like it's a chore. And just telling you, horny boys have a milking schedule. So come on, come for mommy, let it out. I know you're a healthy boy. You need to let all that semen out. Come on. Come on, milk out for mommy. Come on. Yeah, do I need to go harder? Is that what you need? All right, come on, get milked by mommy. Would you like that? And then also, in that vein, after you get milked, she tells you, all right, sweetie, so for the next 2 weeks, we're going to build up that load because you've been way, way too horny lately. but I am going to tease you every day just so we can build up that load. I want to see how much semen you can produce, but you will not be touching. You will not be coming for 2 weeks. Or here's one. This one's particularly taboo. Let's see if you like it. What if you were having sex with your mommy dom? You were on top of me, fucking me. And I looked you in the eyes and I told you to fuck the hole you came from hard. Fuck that hole. You claimed it. Now fuck it. Does that turn you on, baby? Or maybe you'd like to be mommy's panty boy. You know, you're sort of like a source of entertainment in a way. And it's always very, very sexy when mommy puts you in panties and makes you pose for her and then teases your cock and panties, because it just turns me on to see you in panties for me. Mommy's good panty boy. And mommy particularly loves to fuck her panty boy, pegging him, penetrating you. Do you think you'd like that? Or maybe you might even like if I told you to get undressed, mommy's gonna draw you a bath. And I'm going to bathe you, sweetie. Maybe I'll get in with you. We can cuddle in the bathtub, play little games, and just get clean and fresh and have some sexy time. Or maybe, do you think you'd like if you had a mommy dom that put you on a gooning routine? Told you when to goon, when to masturbate, how long to edge, when to come. And when she'd check up on you, she'd come in with snacks and water and juice, telling you to be healthy. Mommy's gooner boy needs to be healthy. Hydrate, baby. There we go. Good job. You've been gooning so long. Mommy's so proud of you. Or do you think that maybe you would love a mommy dom to just simply claim you as hers? She wants to love and protect you like a mother loves her son in the same way. And you are hers and hers only. Very possessive and protective. Or maybe you might like if you had a mommy dom that uses you for pleasure only. Riding your face, having you finger her, having you use toys on her, and then just simply using your cock to get her off. Her mostly riding you because she doesn't want to get fucked. She wants to fuck you. She wants to be in charge. Or lastly, do you think you'd like to be used as mommy's dildo or used as mommy's sibian? Meaning that your cock was simply a dildo to her. Your mouth was simply a sex toy for her to use to get her off. Your orgasms don't matter. And if you do orgasm, you finish on her tits or something. Never from fucking. So, I hope you are able to really assess, do I have a mommy dom kink? Maybe you loved every single thing I mentioned. And that makes you a real, real mommy kink lover. If you only liked majority, you're a mommy kink lover. If you liked half, you're still a mommy kink lover. It's always on varying levels, right? What we're into. So, but if anything, I hope it was explorative and informative for you. Now be a good boy and tell mommy how it made you feel.